Industrialization has been a mixed blessing. It has made us rich, filled our homes with televisions, refrigerators, vacuum cleaners, stereo systems, and computers, and our garages with cars, motorcycles, and motorhomes. It changed our lifestyle from rural to urban. It stimulated the migration of millions of Europeans, Africans, and Asians to America. It mass-produced books and created a literate society. It created the working class and the labor union. It has freed us from the necessity of working most of our waking hours. It has also made people more efficient and less personal. It is polluting the air, rivers, oceans, and land. The term Industrial Revolution was coined by J.A. Blanqui, a 19th-century French political economist. He was referring to the changes in industry between 1760 and 1790. In the 1760s, in the British Isles, the increasing demand for cotton, originally a product imported from India, spurred the invention of the spinning jenny and the water frame. Water frames were very costly and required water power, and they were too large to fit into a cottage. So the inventor, Richard Arkwright, built what became the prototype of the modern factory, the textile mill. Arkwright's mills employed about 600 people, mostly children. As these mills spread throughout the British Isles, a whole body of song grew out of the lifestyle of the mill worker.
Running fast, the poor wee shifters cannot get no rest. Shifting, bobbing, coarse and fine, they fairly make you work for your 10 and 9. I wish the day was done, running up and down the pass, it is no fun. Shifting, piece and spinning, warp, weft and twine, there's no much pleasure living off of 10 and 9. Oh, dear me, the world is still divided. Them that work the hardest are the least provided. But I must lie contented, dark days or shine, to feed and clothe my babies off of 10 and 9. Running fast, the poor wee shifters cannot get no rest. Shifting, bobbing, coarse and fine, they fairly make you work for your 10 and 9.